From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. G20 leaders wrapped up their summit in Pittsburgh yesterday. In their final communique, they outlined financial reforms and deepened the involvement of emerging nations in global economic policy making. NPR's John Itzde reports.
The leaders began their communique by reflecting on the world's close brush with another Great Depression and congratulated themselves for taking the steps to avoid it. President Obama reaffirmed that idea in his post-summit news conference.
Because of the bold and coordinated action that we took, millions of jobs have been saved or created. The decline in output has been stopped. Financial markets have come back to life.
Mr. Obama said the world cannot go back to the old boom and bust economy. To that end, the leaders endorsed curbs on bonuses for bankers and called on banks to raise their capital, their cushion against losses. They also said the G20 would now be the premier forum for global economic issues, providing nations like China, India, and Brazil with greater influence on global matters. John Itzde, NPR News, Pittsburgh.
Another major topic at the summit was the disclosure of a second Iranian uranium enrichment plant. President Obama, along with the leaders of Britain and France, called for united action against Tehran. Mr. Obama said Iran is on notice that it must choose whether it will continue down a path that's going to lead to confrontation. Two car bombs exploded in northwest Pakistan today. At least 14 people were killed in the two attacks. One bomb was set off outside a bank affiliated with the army in Peshawar. Earlier, a suicide bomber struck a police station in the province's Banu district. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for that attack. Earlier this week, Taliban militants warned they would stage more suicide attacks in the region. The House passed a bill yesterday to pay for federal programs at least through October. It's designed to prevent a government shutdown when the fiscal year ends next week. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The House has approved all 12 appropriations bills funding various departments from agriculture and the interior to defense. But the Senate has barely made its way through half that amount. So the continuing resolution will buy both houses time to complete and pass the spending bills. Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz spoke in support of the measure.
We are 5 days from the end of the fiscal year, with an intervening weekend included in those 5 days, and it is simply a matter of making sure that we are not shutting the government down.
The bill temporarily extends funding for most federal programs. It also includes extra money to cover the budget shortfall in the U.S. Postal Service and extends the Highway Trust Fund as Congress works to revamp transportation programs. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
This is NPR News from Washington. On the Senate side of the Capitol, Paul Kirk was sworn in yesterday to fill the Massachusetts seat held by the late Edward Kennedy, who died last month after battling brain cancer. Kirk will hold the position until a special election can be held January 19th. Kirk says he will not be a candidate in that election. He was once chairman of the Democratic National Party. Vice President Biden toured flood-ravaged parts of Georgia yesterday. 14 counties there are federal disaster areas. And the threat of flooding hasn't passed. Weather forecasters are predicting more heavy rain this weekend. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Melissa Stiers reports.
Areas already drenched from storms earlier this week in North Georgia and Metro Atlanta are under a flash flood watch until Sunday morning. Meteorologists with the National Weather Service predict the state could see as much as 2 inches of rain, which could cause more flooding of already affected regions and put new areas at risk. The flooding earlier this week killed 10 people in the region and caused at least $250 million in property damage. Federal aid has been granted to 8 of the 17 flooded counties. The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency says he expects more counties to be declared disaster areas soon, but the weekend rain could frustrate aid efforts. For NPR News, I'm Melissa Stiers in Atlanta.
NBC says it ran a rerun of The Tonight Show last night because host Conan O'Brien fell while taping the show. The network released a statement that O'Brien slipped during a stunt, hit his head, and was taken to a hospital. It declined to reveal any information on his condition or whether he's been released from the hospital. The comedian took over the Tonight Show job from Jay Leno in June. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.